Daddy, this is Sai too.
Daddy, today I went to the beach and we made Jeffrey and Kimmy and Carrie and this other girl helped cover me up and they buried me. And when I came out, that was a monster. And so we stopped playing it and there was a lot of dirt. So I went over there and I started making a little chair. Then I raked that up and I made a bed. And we all went to sleep. And all three of us, it was real little. Then Kimmy wanted to sleep in with me. So I made it a little bigger. Then Carrie wanted to, and so I made it a little bigger. And it was fun doing that. And we played in the pond. And we took the dirt from the outside, the little pond that's by the ocean that I play in. We took the dirt from outside and we put it inside. And we made a little village. We made Gilligan's Island. And we made a little village with all kinds of castles. And we made little pools. And today down at the beach, it was 85. And it was windy, really windy over here. And it wasn't even windy at all over there. The flag wasn't even moving. And it was a really good day. Jeffrey had 3 ice cream cones, I think. I mean, 2 candy bars, 2 ice creams. A hamburger, cheeseburger, and I had a grilled cheese and some kind of a meat.
Yeah. Hi, honey. Went to the show last night with Gwen, and I drove up to Conejo up in Thousand Oaks, and we saw Rachel with Joanne Woodward. It was about a 35-year-old maiden, and I felt that it was very, very depressing. Came home and was in bed about 9 or 9:15, and would you believe I read till about 10 o'clock. I'm still reading my book, The President's Plane is Missing, but believe it or not, I'm halfway through it. I tossed and I turned and I didn't sleep all night long. Finally, about 1 o'clock, I woke up, and Howard, it was so hot that I finally broke down and opened my bedroom window and pulled the drapes open. And today it was 85. The weather has changed so drastically here, it's just unbelievable. 2 weeks ago, it snowed here, and now everybody was out at the beach today. I was sitting having lunch with Gloria Bloom and Shirley, and this young kid walks by and throws a kiss at me. And I said to Shirley, "Who's that?" And he came in, he says, "What do you mean, who's that?" It was Spence Tennan. He's lost 35 pounds, and I did not even recognize him. He's out of the service, not because of his leg or anything, but he said he finagled his way out somehow. Why don't you learn how to do that, pal? He just looks fabulous. I told him that he's just lost all his baby fat, and he really looked good, but he really looks different. I mean, 35 pounds can really change a person. Dave Heiser was down, and Gay and Jim McGee, and Jerry and Marla and Tori were down, and Jerry bought Jeffrey what did he buy you, Jeffrey? A popsicle. And then the boys and I came home about 5, and I'm just waiting now to go to the basketball game with Glenn. Believe it or not, Eileen finally called me. In fact, she called me twice today. I'm meeting her at gate 7. I hope that's the gate number that is right outside of where our row is. But I told her if there wasn't a gate 7 that I'd meet her to the closest number that was near 7. And I hope, you know, we find each other. She's coming in with Conley and Debbie Euler, and I'm going with Sheila and Glenn. I really picked up a lot of color today on the beach. We sat up against the wall by the volleyball courts, and it was really hot. I wish you would have been there with us. When the weather seems warm, it seems like we're close to summer, even though it's just January. When I think of January and rain, I think of you being gone an eternity. But for some reason, when it's warm and nice, and I think, gee, the summer months are near, somehow it seems like you're closer. Eileen had a fabulous time in Hong Kong, and she said she was in the air 21 hours. She went Japan Airlines, and I'm going to ask her how she enjoyed her flight. She says they put you up in Tokyo for about 4 hours in a hotel, and she took a shower, and then I guess she went back to her plane en route to Hong Kong. But 21 hours sure seems like a long time. I will check with her, and then I'm going to also check with Varig Airlines and Transwest Orient, or Northwest Orient, the one that Cleo wants to go on. I haven't written Cleo yet, but I'm going to do it either tomorrow or Monday. It just seems like I've been running and running and running. Jeffy saw a fly on the kitchen table, and he ran to the back porch and asked for the fly slopper. He said he'd need the slopper to slop the fly.
He comes back there, and the fly's not there, so he hits all over the table and gets all the fly germs all over the place.
And of course, Mommy screamed.
Bloody murder.
Daddy, know what? I placed the choo-choo trains and Mommy said, put the trains away. Now we still play with them.
Daddy, that was Jeffy singing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He doesn't say it very right because he didn't listen to it very good. So he doesn't sing it very good. You might think it's still good, but he doesn't sing it the way it goes. I got a letter from Mrs. Turgeon, and she thanked me for the stuff I gave her. And I got a card from my teacher that gives me piano lessons. And one card was red, and one card had pussycats on it. The tape is ending now, and Jeffrey might want to say one more thing. He might not have enough tape.
No, not on it.
Daddy.